I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After considerable international backlash, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Wednesday ending the controversial policy of separating migrant children from their parents who illegally crossed the U.S. border from Mexico. But as AP's Mike Gracia reports, children who were separated from their families at the border will still have to wait to be reunited.
A spokesman with Health and Human Services says the more than 2,300 children who were separated from their parents at the border won't be reunited with their families right away. Kenneth Wolf tells the Associated Press the reunification process will take time because the cases have to proceed through the system. Yesterday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that stopped the separations as part of his administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings. But a senior Justice Department official says government lawyers will ask a judge to allow the indefinite detention of families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Planning is underway for a summit between United States President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's according to news reports citing two people familiar with the matter. The meeting is expected to take place during Trump's visit to Europe next month. The two leaders could meet before the July 11th through 12th NATO summit in Brussels or following President Trump's visit to Britain 2 days later. The White House declined to comment. The U.S. National Security Council did not immediately respond. Arab coalition forces have seized Yemen's Hodeidah airport from Iran-aligned Houthis, which is a big step toward recapturing the port city following a week of fighting that spilled into residential neighborhoods. The airport seizure Wednesday was announced by a coalition commander in a video posted by the United Arab Emirates official WAM news agency. This is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross faced tough questions during a Senate hearing Wednesday on the Trump administration's tariff proposals and actions